Hello, everyone. Is it just me, or is it kind of brutal out here? Welcome back to Pop, Drop, and Roll, the podcast all about pop. You may have already guessed it, but today I will be talking about Olivia Rodrigo, who is inarguably one of pop's biggest and newest stars. Having gotten her start as a child actor, particularly on Disney, Rodrigo made the move into the music world in 2021 with the release of her debut album, Sour. Olivia Rodrigo was born on February 20th, 2003, in Murrieta, California, growing up in nearby Temecula. She's the daughter of a family therapist and a teacher, and she is Filipina-American. Rodrigo began taking vocal lessons when she was in kindergarten, with piano and acting lessons starting soon after. She then acted in school theater productions in elementary and middle school. Rodrigo got her first real break in acting in 2015 by starring in an American Girl doll direct-to-video movie. The following year, she began starring in Bizardvark on Disney Channel, a role she played for the show's three-season run. On Bizardvark, she played guitar, which she had been playing since age 12. She also made a guest appearance on New Girl in 2017. In 2019, she was cast in the High School Musical reboot TV show on Disney+. High School Musical: The Musical: The Series, despite having one of the dumbest names in the history of television, has been pretty well received across its two seasons. I had it on in the background while writing this episode, and I was honestly really surprised by how much I enjoyed it. I'm obviously not really the show's target demographic, but if it had come out when I was in middle school, I probably would have lost my damn mind. The acting's really great, the songs are pretty good. It's what Victorious wishes it had been. And the show allowed Rodrigo to really showcase her musical chops. Watching the show, it's impossible to deny that she has incredible talent. And for the show, she wrote the songs All I Want and Just for a Moment, the latter of which was co-written by her co-star, Joshua Bassett. And this allowed her to show off her songwriting ability. In 2020, Rodrigo signed to Geffen and Interscope and began releasing music in 2021. Her first single, Driver's License, was released on January 8th of that year, and it was an instant hit. Everything that would happen next will one day be a very important chapter of pop history. One could argue it already is, but two more singles would follow, both huge hits, before Rodrigo's debut full-length album would be released. Sour was a pop triumph. It was released to massive critical acclaim, landing on multiple major albums of the year lists, even topping some. And the album was written almost exclusively by Rodrigo and her producer, Dan Nigro. And after this short break, I will be breaking it down track by track. So we're just gonna hop straight into it with Sour's opening track, which is Brutal. Brutal epitomizes the influence that 90s alternative has had on Rodrigo. She has stated that artists like Alanis Morissette and No Doubt have strongly influenced her writing, and that really shines through in this song, especially with the tones of it sonically. And this is one of my favorite songs lyrically from this album, with especially the line, "Who am I if not exploited?" Probably being one of the best from the album. And I think it really resonates to Rodrigo's experience as a child actor, as a child star. Moving on, Traitor, the second track, has a pretty different sound than Brutal, and it really lets her pop sensibility really shine through. It's a ballad, and it's gentle in sound, but scathing in lyrics, and within just two tracks, Sour has already cemented itself as a breakup album. Driver's License, the third track, is a pretty minimal song. It's not overproduced in the slightest, but this is a really good thing because it allows the listener to really focus on the content of the song. And this song is also the first song that really showcases the influence that Taylor Swift has had on Rodrigo. Something that is a staple of Swift's music is exceptionally strong bridges, and the bridge of Driver's License is fierce, and lyrically, the song is immediately a quintessential teenage breakup bop. like the perfect song to cry to after getting your driver's license. One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, the fourth track, really shows off Swift's influence on Rodrigo as it interpolates the piano melody from New Year's Day by Taylor Swift off the album Reputation. You hear it right as the song starts in both New Year's Day and in One Step Forward and Three Step Back. As a result, Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff received writing credits for the song when the album was released. And this song really demonstrates just how unhealthy the relationship that Rodrigo was in was, and it really makes you sympathize with her. Deja Vu. Now, things get a little bit more complicated with Deja Vu, and the Taylor Swift love fest continues on this song. When the album was released, only Rodrigo and Nigro were credited as songwriters. However, some listeners noticed a similarity between the bridges of the song and Cruel Summer from the album Lover by Taylor Swift. As a result, Rodrigo's team was kind of pressured into adding Swift, Antonoff, and Annie Clark of St. Vincent to the songwriting credits, as they are credited as songwriters for Cruel Summer. And if I'm being honest, I don't really hear it. And I've actively, like, tried to, like, connect the dots and see how they're similar. And, like, yeah, they kind of sound similar. And I feel like the similarities are far more subtle and likely subconscious than intentional. And Rodrigo has been open on just how much Swift has influenced her, so it's not a surprise that her music might sound very similar to hers. With that being said, I think Deja Vu is my favorite song from the album. It has my favorite production on the album by far, and the lyrics are ridiculously clever. And it's like the perfect song to blast out of your car speakers with the windows down on a beautiful day. Moving on to Good For You, which is the final song that has a little bit of songwriting controversy. The song, it admittedly does sound pretty similar to Misery Business by Paramore. The similarity is more noticeable to me than Deja Vu, but still, I don't feel like it was intentional. When you really think about it, there are only so many ways that notes can go together. There's only so many rhythms that you can come up with, and similarities between songs are just bound to happen. Like, there's this really great video of deadmau5 in his studio accidentally recreating Sandstorm by Darude. Google that video, it's really great. And again, I think this song's interpolation was just purely subconscious. It's clear that the song was trying to emulate that era of that genre of music, and it just did a bit too good of a job doing so. With all of that out of the way, I would like to say that this song is a certified bop, and to me, it proves that Olivia Rodrigo is a better pop punk artist than Machine Gun Kelly will ever be. Machine Gun Kelly can pay Travis Barker all the money in the world, but that won't change the fact that he's just a rapper who wasn't good enough at being a rapper, that he had to switch genres, but isn't good at that either. Olivia Rodrigo, on the other hand, can switch from a pop ballad to a pop punk banger on a dime. And I'd like to watch Machine Gun Kelly try to do that. Moving on to Enough For You. This song is one of two on the album that are solely written by Rodrigo. And the emotion is in this song is just so raw. And thankfully, I have worked through most of my insecurity issues from high school. But I can imagine that if I was a teenager, this song would help me feel a little bit less alone in those feelings. Moving on to Happier, this song is the other song written solely by Rodrigo, and it really showcases just how talented she is at songwriting. Again, it's just so ruthlessly clever. The lyric, "I hope you're happy, but don't be happier," it's just, it's the perfect song when you're simultaneously, like, not over, but also angry at the person that just broke your heart. Next up is Jealousy, Jealousy. This song surprised me the most. It was one of the few that I hadn't already heard before this front-to-back listen through, and it is a banger. And I am surprised it hasn't gone viral on TikTok like seemingly every other song on this record. I love the bass line in it, and it's got like a really nice groove to it, and it's fun to like dance to. Although the lyric matter isn't very dancey, but there's also a really interesting guitar tone in there as well that I really like. Next up is Favorite Crime. Out of all the blatant breakup songs on this album, this one makes me hate Rodrigo's ex the most. Like, if I ever meet this dude, it is on sight. Not really. I could never beat anyone in a fight. And I don't think I need to, because hopefully Rodrigo's lyrics sting this dude like a bee. And finally, the last track of the album is Hope You're Okay, which made me cry. It's not a breakup song. It's a song about people that Rodrigo has known in the past, that she hopes they're okay. And the way that she writes about them, it makes me really hope that her friends are okay too. Overall, this album is just utterly fantastic to me. Something that really surprised me was how much Rodrigo swears, but that is not a bad thing. Growing up, Taylor Swift was my Olivia Rodrigo. And Swift had a very specific crafted image to protect that wasn't necessarily her authentic self. And obviously that's not her fault, but on Sour, Rodrigo actually sounds like a real teenager. Kids these days can be quite vulgar, to be honest. So she sounds really authentic, and it really adds to the album because you're really able to feel for her because you feel like it's a real person singing. Lastly, I don't think I can ever stop talking about how much I love Rodrigo's songwriting. I think she relies a little bit too heavily on some cliches on this record, but she's still a kid. And I know that she's going to grow a lot as a songwriter. And I really look forward to what she does next. She's also a really good actor, and I hope she keeps doing that as well. I'm excited for the next season of High School Musical, the musical of the series. They could have named that something better. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, please give the podcast a follow on whatever service you're listening to us on. And on Twitter at pop_drop_roll. And on Instagram at pop_drop_roll_pod. Tune in again next time for our very first genre episode, where I will be talking about dream pop. Thank you again to Balloon Fest 86 for providing the tunes. See ya!